Each day he works in the week and remembers to do so, Curtis Mutter gets in his car and records a podcast on his break. It might be 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or 8 p.m. on Sunday night, but one thing's certain, it's lunch break with Curtis Mutter.
It's Tuesday.
News of the week. Variety reports that a Nikola Tesla biopic trilogy is in the works from Showdog Studios. Now, I don't care what you call parts 1 and 3, but if part 2 is not called Tesla 2 Electric Boogaloo, I will riot. ABC News reports that a mother has been arrested after sending her son to school with a drink for the school bully that sent the bully to the hospital. And, you know, that's just a weird way to say a mom gave her child a Diet Pepsi. Har har har, get it? And that was news of the week.
It's Wednesday.
Florida Republicans to ban every book from schools just in case, Curtis Mutter reports. In a statement released to the press Saturday morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, "We have made the moral decision to ban every book ever published from schools across our great state. This is in the off chance the books or their authors support the choices people have made while happily living their lives and not bothering anybody." The newest measure comes on the heels of a massive spree of book bans in Republican-led states. In the previous year alone, red states have seen over 1,000 titles pulled from school shelves. Now, DeSantis says, it's time to crack down even further. Take Dr. Seuss, for example, the former teacher elaborated. Just what is a zizzer-zazzer Zeus? Is it gay? Worse yet, is it an unmarried hetero person with a baby? We can't risk our children finding out that it's okay to be happy with yourself when engaged in such lifestyle choices. When asked whether the ban would affect publications such as the NRA's monthly magazine, DeSantis replied, "Oh shit, we hadn't thought about that." The ban is to take effect immediately. Floridians can check their local listings to find the book burning nearest them.
It's Thursday.
Kind of a news-heavy week, huh? Well, that Florida story is something I wrote for my website a decent while ago, so that one takes the new out of news, but given the current state of the Republican Party, I'd say still very much relevant. By the way, if my little satirical article takes the new out of news, the Republican Party definitely takes the party out of party. Them's old white dudes don't seem to like anything, but I wanted to make sure I ended this episode on a high note and talk about some things that I do like. So Spy Family, or Spy X Family, as I embarrassingly called it for a while before my girlfriend corrected me. Watched the anime, loved it. Currently reading the manga, my first manga, by the way, and loving it also. One day I'll do a whole big segment on Spy Fam, I betcha. Writing and creating, that's my next thing. I got a lot of shit on the go right now, and it feels good. I never finish stuff as quickly as I'd like, but it feels good working on things. And I guess there's nothing funny about this bullet point, so let me just say, knock knock, who's there? Hugh, who? Humor me! Hey, another cool thing is video games. Playing a lot of Rayman Origins on my 3DS like it's 2011 right now because Jon Stewart is back on The Daily Show, so it sure feels like 2011 right now. I'm excited for the Spy Family video game to come out later this year and also kind of working on a little video game thing myself. If you've ever seen 6 seasons of Community, you'll know that Donkey Kong is just a ripoff of Construction Snake. Well, I may be working on restoring and releasing Construction Snake. I may be working on restoring and releasing Construction Snake for modern-day computers. So go to curtismutter.com/construction snake to find out more. No, this whole thing wasn't just a setup for an ad. I kind of just stumbled upon it like Eartha Kitt in an airplane bathroom. Know what I'm saying? Anyways, that's that. Those are some of my favorite things, and I did legitimately want to talk about those. I hope you have a good week or day or year or whatever. I hope your time is good on this mortal coil that we call Earth, and I'll see you on the next episode. of lunch break. I don't know even what I'm saying now. I'm just spitballing. But anyways, bye.
And that was the episode. If you liked what you heard, check out curtismutter.com for more stuff like this. You can also follow me on Instagram at curtismutter. CURTISMUTTER. Thanks for listening. I hope I made something worthy of your time.